This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, welcome back.
Hi, it's nice to be back, as always.
It is great to have you here, and you're joined this week by Jenny Vandermeer, who is the Vaccine Specialist, Vaccine Manager with the Health Unit as well. Jenny, good to speak with you.
You too, Bob.
Boy, we have a lot to cover this week, and we're going to start with you, Dr. Lee, and there's a big change coming in the way that the COVID-19 information will be reported to the public. So we'll start there and let you tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so the big change is that starting next Tuesday, so September 27th, we will be updating our COVID-19 surveillance dashboard only once a week rather than three times a week. And so the information will be staying the same, but we will be doing the updates only on Tuesdays from here on out. There's a few reasons that we're doing this. I'll talk about three. One is that with the situation for COVID-19 right now, we're not having changes to the epidemiology, so changes to the types of cases, the overall situation for COVID-19, we're not having those changes as frequently as we used to. And so, you know, there was a time, I think we all remember, where it seems every day, sometimes multiple times a day, we would get new information. And certainly for the data, we would get new developments that were important for people to understand frequently. And so we were updating the dashboard frequently as well. Now what we're seeing, which I think we've seen for a number of months now, is the changes to the situation for COVID-19. So whether case trends are falling or rising or staying steady, where they are, so whether it's high or low or somewhere in the middle, all that seems to be changing less drastically than it used to. So certainly if we're publishing this information and updating the information once a week, we're still capturing the changes as they come, because these changes tend to take several weeks to develop. So rather than posting every couple of days and having there not be a whole lot of change from posting to posting, we're changing it to once a week. So that's one reason. The second reason is that it does allow us to shift some of our resources to other public health programs and services. We are, as I think we've talked about before, doing more of our quote-unquote baseline or quote-unquote previous work, all of that important public health work, which we were doing all through before the pandemic, and then a lot of it got sort of de-emphasized over the course of the pandemic, and we are restarting a lot of that. And that means we do only have so many people in our data and epi team, and we have more needs to look at the data and epidemiology for other non-COVID related issues. And so this will allow us to refocus some of those resources to do that work. And then the last thing I wanted to mention as well is that we are now moving to a once a week posting. We would be in alignment with the province and other neighboring health units who have been posting their epi updates and data updates about once a week for some time now.
I think this is good news, to be honest with you, because I do remember in the early days, and as things progressed, you're right, we would get multiple changes. I mean, the way that it was reported to us varied, and eventually they settled on this particular method, which has been very, very effective. And I can remember there were lulls. Jenny, you'd certainly remember this around here. There were lulls where the information really wouldn't change too much over the course of a few days. And really now, what we've seen pretty much since the new year hit is that the changes are pretty small. you know, and what we're calling a spike these days in hospitalizations may be an increase of 4, where it would have been an increase of like 20 a few months ago. So having, I'm guessing that when you put those factors in there as well, it just doesn't make sense to put those resources towards that particular bit of information as often as you have been.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on there as well, right? So you talked about since the new year. So as I think we all remember, maybe not the specific date, but in the new year, we did have that change in provincial reporting or testing eligibility. So previously, you know, anyone who was symptomatic would be eligible for testing. And then actually on December 31st, 2021 is when there was that change from the province. So we had restricted to only a certain subset of people would be eligible to get COVID-19 testing. So those would be people who might be eligible for the treatment, those who are vulnerable in a whole list of criteria that the province had, as well as those living in long-term care retirement homes or who are otherwise associated with those settings. And so that's actually quite a small subset of the population. And so what you were saying about, you know, a smaller number of cases, it's hard to say how much of that is because of that change in testing eligibility versus how much of that is really a smaller number of COVID-19 cases out in the community. And I know, for example, even now, we're still like, there's people we know, right? I myself know a number of people who've gotten COVID-19 over the past number of months, but wouldn't have gotten tested because they were not eligible for testing. And so when we talk about the data dashboard, really, I want to emphasize, it's not the number of cases or where they are or the specific details about any given case that's important or relevant to know about the data dashboard that we display now. Rather, it's more about the trends. So it's about, are case numbers going up, going down, staying the same? Is it generally higher than it was, say, a month or two ago, or lower? Those sorts of things are much more relevant than any given case. And that, again, like you said, Bob, is the sort of thing that doesn't necessarily change, you know, week on week. There's sort of a general progression over several weeks that we can see through the data.
Yeah. And I, of course, we recall back, you know, when I guess we were in the peak around here, of course, we were getting regional reports as well as to how many cases were here and how many cases were in this area as well. All of that helped protect us because it was good to know that there were 48 or 72 cases in Perth or whatever, usually tied to outbreaks and so on that we saw. So yeah, but as we move through this and the Omicron variant is out there, and I guess, you know, I'm you really have to be careful how you say this, but for the most people, it isn't as bad. You know, it doesn't hit as hard as the variants did in the early days. It's I guess it isn't as important to get the word out there, because you mentioned how many people have had COVID but haven't been officially tested. Well, my whole family falls into that category. We had the rapid tests and so on, and you know, things have just evolved as we expected that they will. So I guess the big question then that people will want to know, because a lot of people do get their information through us, the radio station, we get that report. We know how to pull out the important information that people want to hear. What they're going to wonder now is, how will they know if there is a risk to the public? I think I know the answer, but I'd love to hear it from you.
Yeah, so there's a few things. One is, we are continuing to post the dashboard. So you know, even though we're not updating as frequently, certainly as we talked about before, where there's increasing cases and increasing risk to the public, that evolves over the course of several weeks, and we'll still see that in the dashboard. So that's one element. The other is that we continue to have a number of ways that we communicate to the public, not just through the dashboard, but also through media. So talking to you, Bob, and others, and then also media releases that we put out, and in general, There's a number of ways that we communicate what is happening in the region. So the data dashboard is one of several. And so all of those things will continue. And certainly part of the conversation we're having internally is, like you said, about we're in a different phase of the pandemic. So how do we look at communications in this phase of the pandemic where people are maybe, I'm aware, a little over it, like they want to think about other things. And also it's not as straightforward. The message is a little bit more complex now. What to do, how to protect yourselves and the people around you and the community. And also what to expect down the road. Those I think are a little bit more complicated to talk about. And so the way that we communicate it will need to follow with the needs of the community.
Okay. Very, very interesting. And again, I think it's good news because if it was going the other direction, then you'd probably be increasing the number of reports. So
Oh yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Yeah, certainly as things change, we will definitely, this is not a forever, this is how we're going to do it, but this is appropriate for this time. And if it
Absolutely.
becomes not appropriate, we change as we always do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I mean, anybody who's lived, through this pandemic, especially here, knows that it is a fluid situation that keeps changing. Numbers that keep changing as well. Vaccination statistics. Doctor, are you happy with this week's report?
Well, I am happy with this week's report. There's a few things that I wanted to point out. So, in terms of statistics, I'll just put out the numbers that we have. So, our first dose vaccination rate is 94.6%. Second dose is 92.2%. That's similar to what we've seen sort of for some time now. For 12 plus, our third dose is 68.5%. And for 18 plus, our fourth dose is 28%. And those are steadily increasing over time. For youth, we have ages 12 to 17, we have 88.1% with second doses and 25.7% with third doses. And as of yesterday, oh, as of 2 days ago, the 19th, we've given a total of 476,133 doses of vaccine, which is very, in terms of that number, not hugely different from last week when I was here talking about the numbers. But in terms of any given week, we are still giving a brisk number of doses of vaccine for sure. And Jenny will talk a little bit more about this new set of vaccines. But certainly, I wanted to also mention that we are seeing some interest in the current new vaccine. I would say that we do have some capacity. Jenny will talk about that and how to get the appointments. We are continuing to encourage people to get vaccinated and to do that sooner rather than later. In fact, as soon as you're eligible, we are encouraging you to get vaccinated. And one thing that's in the back of my mind is again this thought of the fall winter coming and being prepared for that. We are seeing a little bit of flux in the COVID-19 prevalence across the province, and we're seeing that some areas, whereas they were all sort of uniformly falling up until relatively recently, we are seeing some early indications that perhaps things have come to a steady state, or even that we may be seeing the early indications of a rise. And so I'm wanting to be quite cautious because like I said about the data changing, we're not seeing enough signal to be able to call things just yet. But I am conscious that really any time now we could be starting to see a new wave. And the earlier that we have that vaccination that protects people, the better we're able to stave off that wave, and the earlier that people are able to get their own protection against what is coming.
And perfect example of, you know, why we still need to remain vigilant is in today's report, there was another death that was reported. And that is, I mean, you can be as positive as possible, but when it boils down to it, and you're still reporting deaths in the area linked to this virus, then, I mean, that just speaks to the seriousness.
Absolutely.
Doctor, I thank you as always for the information that you're providing here today. You're welcome to stay with us as we shift our focus a little bit here to Jenny Vandermeer, who is the vaccine manager. I call you a vaccine specialist. I think it just sounds cooler. So yeah, we've got information to share about the fall booster, this bivalent vaccine.
Yeah, so as Dr. Lee said, right now we're at this stage where we want to make sure that we are protecting ourselves as we head into the fall. And one of the best ways we can do that is by staying up to date with our vaccines for ourselves and for our vulnerable family members and population as well. So we have been running with our new bivalent Moderna vaccine for about a week and a half now. And the eligibility will open up as of Monday, September 26th, to anybody over the age of 18. So again, this is for our booster, which is referred to as the fall booster dose. We talked a little bit about that last week. We're getting away from counting those doses and referring to this as a fall booster dose. So we do expect the demand to be quite high when we open things up as of Monday. For those over the age of 18, they can go ahead and start booking an appointment for themselves as long as it is booked on or after the 26th. So we do anticipate the first few weeks are going to be quite heavy. So you may have an appointment a few weeks out. Just be patient with that. We're opening up more appointments all the time. We're opening up new clinic spaces all the time. So feel free to check back in. There might be something that comes up a little bit sooner for you. And same with the use of our call center line. We expect our phone lines to be quite busy for the first little while. So just keep calling back or checking in a couple more days, and we'll likely be able to fit you in as soon as we can.
Do you think you're going to get to the point where you're doing walk-ins and so on again? Because I remember, I mean, it was kind of exciting when we'd get word that there was a walk-in clinic available. They had, you know, some spaces left towards the end of the day being posted on social media. We'd share that, and then next thing you know, a line would form. I'm not saying it'll get to that level again, but is that something that's in the works?
Yes, so we have a fairly stable supply of vaccine available for us now of the new Moderna bivalent. So we offer walk-in clinics at all of our clinics now, and it's always dependent though on clinic capacity. So you may show up if you don't have an appointment. You may be asked to wait a few minutes, or you may be asked to come back at a time where it's a little bit quieter in the clinic that day. But we certainly are going to try and accommodate as many walk-ins as we can. The best way to get in that day is to secure an appointment for yourself, though. But absolutely, if you're in the area, we do post those daily. All of our clinics are posted on Facebook and our social media. That if there's a clinic in your community and you haven't made an appointment, feel free to pop in and we will do our very best to get you in.
Alrighty. We talked about this a little bit last week, but I think it certainly bears repeating, and that is when people should be getting this booster. Because really it's a little bit more flexible than we've heard in the past, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So we're really trying to get away from counting those doses. So some people in our population may have one booster dose, some may have three or four at this stage of the game. So rather than counting out those boosters, we're really trying to transition to offering a booster dose for at the 6 month mark. So it's recommended, regardless of how many boosters you've previously had, that you get a booster dose 6 months after your last booster dose or since you last finished your primary series. This will give a higher immune response by waiting 6 months. However, 3 months is the minimum. So for those that opted perhaps to get a booster dose earlier this summer and are looking to get their fall booster dose earlier, if they're traveling, those kind of things, if they're around vulnerable populations, 3 months is the minimum that they can get that vaccine. If you've had a recent COVID infection, we do strongly recommend that you wait 3 months before getting your next dose, just to again elicit a better immune response.
All right. Well, maybe you can just go down one more time for us where the vaccine clinics will be happening, how people can get that information on a regular basis on their own, and how people can line themselves up for one of these appointments?
Yes, we have clinics planned in all of our major community settings. All of those are listed on our website. So from September straight through to December, we have all of our clinics laid out. In times where we're seeing that the capacity is needed to increase, we are adding more clinics. We're also looking at adding some mobile drive-through clinics this fall, if weather permits. So stay tuned for those. We will start offering those soon. As I mentioned, walk-ins will be available based on clinic capacity. So always best to book yourself an appointment. We are using the local booking system, not the provincial booking system. So on that information is available on our website, healthunit.org. Or if you need support in booking an appointment for yourself or a family member, you can always call our booking center at 1-844-369-1234. And that's open Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4 p.m. We also have a lot of participating pharmacies that are starting to get their vaccine rolling in with the new Moderna bivalent. So checking with your local pharmacy is another option, as well as your healthcare provider. Many healthcare providers are planning clinics throughout the fall and might be able to get you into one of their clinics as well.
All right. Well, lots of information today, folks. Thank you so much to both of you, Jenny Vandermeer and Dr. Lena Lee. It is the last day of summer, and we've enjoyed your sunny dispositions as as we move into the fall. We will have lots more to talk about with you. We might be taking a little bit of a break here from the Health Unit just for a couple of weeks as we get into municipal election season, which is always fun. And of course, we're going to be bringing you as much information on the local candidates running for Reeve and Mayor in our listening area. So we will have the Health Unit back on again before you know it. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to speak with you again today. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit, and Jenny Vandermeer, Vaccine Manager, Vaccine Specialist with the Health Unit as well. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.